up.
So a couple of things you brought up. One is, it seems like this pipeline versus some of the ones I've seen in the past seems to be cutting through quite a bit of forested area.
Mm-hmm.
More than I've seen.
They consider that, I think, undeveloped land. We consider it habitat for...
Gotcha.
A lot of things live there.
Right. So what would, if they cut trees, what would they have offered you for timber? Is that something that gets discussed around here?
It didn't get discussed with me.
Right.
Just wasn't interested in...
Right. And then, so how many dollars per foot, you said, was the running rate going
on? They offered 18. Then they moved up. I, at this point, am not allowed to talk about the amount of money I received.
Right.
Until, I think, construction is completed.
Okay.
I do know a number of people settled around 50, 60 bucks.
I just saw a tractor trailer with railroad ties.
Yeah.
They're
building the platform.
I saw that over there. That's monster. All that materials.
Yeah. One thing that's in our advantage is our wells are to the south of Mason Road, and they will be drilling about 400 feet to the north.
Right.
They're going through the aquifers.
Right, right.
Our pumps are at 72 feet
right.
over here, and when they were drilling, I just go out and chat to the drillers, and, what'd you find today? And they, about 65 feet, they hit shale and water.
Oh, they did? Okay.
And... Then they went to, I think, 150 feet, and I asked my agent, who apparently no longer works for them, what did they find? Could I get results? And he came back and said they considered that proprietary information. So they wouldn't tell me what was found other than the drillers I talked to those 2 days.
Right. So what about the whole when the guys come in with their flagging and stuff like that, they're just walking all over people's land, right? They don't have to ask. They're just, were they using, in Green, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I met some folks here that were talking about how they were employing, I don't know if it's Summit or Trumbull, but anyway, one of them, they were employing county sheriffs to come along with them. When they would knock on your door, was that happening here?
No, as a matter of fact, they showed up there one day and just started unloading. This would be year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And they started walking across, and I went up there, and this is before any paperwork or anything. We were still in litigation with them.
Right.
And they announced to me that they had rights on my land, and I said, well, I have rights too, and I called the sheriff. And the sheriff came, and just as the sheriff pulled in, they pulled out. And the sheriff said, sorry, it took so long, I had to check, because we knew stuff like this was going to be happening.
Oh, interesting.
But they did not, at that time, have rights to our land, even though they claimed they did. Mind you, they filed, what's it called? We're not allowed to be near somebody.
Like restraining order?
They filed restraining orders on us and other property owners against our property.
They can file a restraining order on the property owner if they're going to be on that property owner's land?
They filed it. I would bet I might still have it. About 3 weeks ago, I started clearing out my Nexus paperwork and throwing away just cases of paperwork that I had on this, because it was kind of a moot point at this point.
Right.
But just that kind of brashness, that audacity to file... against us on our own land. This was the kind of attitude they came in with. I did talk to, we went to a lot of the lawyers out of Columbus have a lot of different meetings. There was different groups that would come up, primarily out of Columbus.
Yeah.
We'll represent you, we can get you the best case. And one of them said at one meeting, he goes, they are extremely landowner unfriendly. Mm-hmm. They are not, they came through like a bully.
Right.
Not as E.T. Rover was a lot friendlier with people.
Interesting.
More willing to work than Nexus. Nexus just came through punching.
Wow. And that was manifest in their employees just walk trampling all over and just saying,
it seemed to be that they thought they had rights to our land. Mind you, I don't, my problem isn't with a lot of the ground people that we meet.
Yeah, I understand.
Because
they're just troops.
They're troops and doing what they're told to do. My issue is with the attorneys, the design engineers and the corporate heads who think this is a good idea.
Right.
That's I don't have a beef necessarily against these workers unless they start getting rude with me, and none of them have, because that one guy started to back talk a little bit, but
Right.
otherwise than that, especially my agents have been ultra polite.
What about like county officials, your state representatives? Has there been any political conversation between Corn or you and some of the county and state, maybe even state?
Our county commissioners all thought it was a great idea. Mind you, the reason they chose this route is we have a big NASA facility 2 miles up the road.
Oh, is this the one that's
Sunbrook.
the one that's like the emergency, like the very famous NASA facility that the
Emergency, like in the movie The Avengers, Loki comes through there. Yeah, that's the portal Loki came through. You can test it. It's the only space place in the world that can totally test the space facility. From they have these big chambers to test rockets. It's the largest vacuum chamber in the world. We used to hear sonic booms.
Wow.
They can test a rocket fully at that
Okay,
location.
so that location is over there. So how does that relate to the
They
site of?
wanted to run gas to NASA, and I had talked to one of the NASA, I want to say fluid, the guys who worked in a lot of that, and because he was fighting them, and he said no, we didn't want this. And then about 2 years later, my former agent for Nexus said, "Oh, we just found out NASA doesn't want this. That's why they routed it through here." And it was like, I knew 2 years ago they didn't want it.
Right. Huh.
So they tried to clip the edge of NASA and then head out. That's a primary reason why they chose this route,
Okay.
based on bad information,
Right. Well,
bad assumptions.
right. Not new.